You may also wish to use the image from the Buddha's instructions. Picture yourself as a young and beloved child, or sense yourself as you are now, held in a heart of loving kindness. Let the feelings arise with the words. Adjust the words and images so that you find the exact phrases that best open your heart of kindness. Repeat the phrases again and again, letting the feelings permeate your body and mind. Practice this meditation repeatedly for a number of weeks until the sense of loving kindness for yourself grows. When you feel ready, in the same meditation period, you can gradually expand the focus of your loving kindness to include others. After yourself, choose a benefactor, someone in your life who has truly cared for you. Picture them and carefully recite the same phrases. May he or she be filled with loving kindness, and so forth. When loving kindness for your benefactor has developed, begin to include other people you love in the meditation, picturing them and reciting the same phrases, evoking a sense of loving kindness for them. After this, you can gradually begin to include others, friends, community members, neighbors, people everywhere, animals, the whole earth and all beings. Then you can even experiment with including the most difficult people in your life, wishing that they too be filled with loving kindness and peace. With some practice, a steady sense of loving kindness can develop, and in the course of 15 or 20 minutes, you'll be able to include many beings in your meditation, moving from yourself to a benefactor and loved ones to all beings everywhere. Then you can learn to practice it anywhere. You can use this meditation in traffic jams, in buses and airplanes, in doctors' waiting rooms, and in 1,000 other circumstances. As you silently practice this loving kindness meditation among people, you will immediately feel a wonderful connection with them, the power of loving kindness. It will calm your life and keep you connected to your heart. The unawakened mind tends to make war against the way things are. To follow a path with heart, we must understand the whole process of making war, within ourselves and without, how it begins and how it ends. War's roots are in ignorance. Without understanding, we can easily become frightened by life's fleeting changes, the inevitable losses, disappointments, the insecurity of our aging and death. Misunderstanding leads us to fight against life, running from pain or grasping at security and pleasures that by their very nature can never be truly satisfying. My teacher, Ajahn Chah, described this ongoing battle. We human beings are constantly in combat, at war, to escape the fact of being so limited by so many circumstances we cannot control. But instead of escaping, we continue to create suffering, waging war with good, waging war with evil, waging war with what is too small, waging war with what is too big, waging war with what is too short or too long, or right or wrong, courageously carrying on the battle. Genuine spiritual practice requires us to learn how to stop the war. This is a first step, but actually it must be practiced over and over until it becomes our way of being. We cannot easily change ourselves for the better through an act of will. This is like wanting the mind to get rid of itself, or pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps. The purpose of a spiritual discipline is to give us a way to stop the war, not by our force of will, but organically through understanding and gradual training. Ongoing spiritual practice can help us cultivate a new way of relating to life in which we let go of our battles. When we let go of our battles and open our heart to things as they are, then we come to rest in the present moment. This is the beginning and the end of spiritual practice. Only in this moment can we discover that which is timeless. Only here can we find the love that we seek. Love in the past is simply a memory, and love in the future is fantasy. Only in the reality of the present can we love, can we awaken, can we find peace and understanding and connection with ourselves and the world. A sign in a Las Vegas casino aptly says, "You must be present to win." Stopping the war and becoming present are two sides of the same activity. To come into the present is to stop the war. Here is a meditation on stopping the war within. Sit comfortably for a few minutes, letting your body be at rest. Let your breathing be easy and natural. Bring your attention into the present. Sit quietly and notice whatever sensations are present in your body. In particular, be aware of any sensations, tensions, or pains you may have been fighting. Do not try to change them. Simply notice them with an interested and kind attention. In each area of struggle you discover, let your body relax and your heart soften. Open to whatever you experience without fighting. Let go of the battle. Breathe quietly and let it be. Then, after a time, shift your attention to your heart and mind. Now notice what feelings and thoughts are present. In particular, be aware of any feelings or thoughts you are now struggling with, fighting, denying, or avoiding. Notice them with an interested and kind attention. Let your heart be soft. Open to whatever you experience without fighting. Let go of the battle. Breathe quietly and let it be. Continue to sit quietly. Then cast your attention over all the battles that still exist in your life. Sense them inside yourself. If you have an ongoing struggle with your body, be aware of that. If you have been fighting inner wars with your feelings, been in conflict with your own loneliness, fear, confusion, grief, anger, or addiction, sense the struggle you have been waging. Notice the struggles in your thoughts as well. Be aware of how you have carried on the inner battles. Notice the inner armies, the inner dictators, the inner fortifications. Be aware of all that you have fought within yourself, of how long you have perpetuated the conflict. Gently, with openness, allow each of these experiences to be present. Simply notice each of them in turn with interest and kind attention. In each area of struggle, let your body, heart, and mind be soft. Open to whatever you experience without fighting. Let it be present just as it is. Let go of the battle. Breathe quietly. Let yourself be at rest. Invite all parts of yourself to join you at the peace table in your heart. Spiritual transformation is a profound process that doesn't happen by accident. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training, in order to let go of our old habits of mind, to find and sustain a new way of seeing. To mature on the spiritual path, we need to commit ourselves in a systematic way. My teacher Ajahn Chah described this commitment as taking the one seat. He said, "Just go into the room and put one chair in the center. Take the one seat in the center of the room. Open the doors and windows and see who comes to visit. You will witness all kinds of scenes and actors, all kinds of temptations and stories, everything imaginable. Your only job is to stay in your seat. You will see it all arise and pass, and out of this, wisdom and understanding will come." Ajahn Chah's description is both literal and metaphorical, and his image of taking the one seat describes two related aspects of spiritual work. Outwardly, It means selecting one practice and teacher among all.